Hey, we got to do a shout out to a little 4-year-old.
Oh.
Who is it? It's
her name, this very special 4-year-old, is Tinley Wild Thielen.
Tinley
is.
I love that name.
I love her name. I love her. I love her mom. I love her whole family. So I think a lot of us are dealing with the social distancing thing, and there was a particular thing that happened to these crazy cats over the past few weeks that made me cry almost every day. But her mom, Annie, went to Puerto Rico right before this whole shutdown happened for 6 days.
Oh.
So she was gone from her daughter for 6 or 7 days already. And then when she got back, she had to be 15 full days of quarantine. Ugh. So she couldn't see her daughter.
When she was back and she still couldn't see her kid?
Right. So so her daughter was with her father. And so they would FaceTime every day. Mm. They would go for walks, but Tinley would be on the other side of the street, so she couldn't hug her.
Ugh.
She couldn't see her.
Oh, my God.
I know. It makes me want to cry. Just think about it. And I might cry. So yesterday was their first day back together.
Oh.
And they hugged and they cried. And Annie said that Tinley probably said, "I love you, Mama," 100 times.
Oh, my God.
But Tinley is a big fan of the show. When I first got on here, she knows me as Wyatt's mummy. when I first got this job, she wasn't sure. She wanted to go to Eva's going away party because she was a big fan. She's a big fan of you and Eva. So,
aww.
Tinley, I love you. Annie, I'm so glad you're back together. And when all this goes away, we got to get you into the studio to come meet Blake.
Yeah, come visit.
Yeah.
And I'll give you a hug.
A big one.
I can't wait till hugging is back.
Me neither.
One of these days soon. Gonna hug you and squeeze you.
That's it.
I wanna hug you, kiss you, squeeze you till my arms fall off.
It's Coast 93.1.
I know about that, baby. Baby, that love is all.
Hi, everyone. I'm Olaf, and I like warm hugs.
Oh. All right, it's Coast 93.1 coming up. The scientist who's extremely smart but still did something stupid and got magnets stuck up his nose like a 3-year-old. How did that happen? What experiment was he doing that he got magnets stuck up his nose and needed to have emergency care?
Good Lord.
To get them unstuck. That's coming up. Plus, we'll learn what your kids stuck up their nose. Or maybe your adult husband. Coming up on the Coast.